Hi there, welcome to Graham Jones Ministries. Hey, I want to let you know about a new video and audio course that I have online. I'll be releasing this in the month of November. I have a 16-part video course on the subject of revelation. Now, this doesn't actually talk about the book of Revelation, but rather receiving revelation from God. It's really this, that so often we walk with God and we think we believe things that we've read, we've heard teaching on, and yet we find ourselves in a place where they don't actually work for us when we need them to work. I think many of you and I have been in that place where we thought we believed God for healing, and then we got sick, and then we find out what we really believe. And I've been in many places in my life where I've found I have information, but not revelation. And what this course will do, it teaches us how to develop a lifestyle that attracts revelation. It will teach us to recognize the areas of our life where we lack revelation. It'll teach us how to turn information into what I call inside information, into truth that's written upon the heart. I believe God wants good teaching and good doctrine, but more than that, God's plan for your life and mine is that we would literally become living epistles, read of all men. Paul said God is writing with the finger of his spirit on the tablets of your heart. And I believe that when God puts truth on our hearts, it's easy to have faith. Suddenly, the things that we tried to believe for, they work really, really easily. So there is a 16-video course. Again, we have PDFs and teaching notes, meditations, confessions, different things, a lot of material there. I have this on offer for half price for the month of November. Each day I'm going to be releasing some video snippets. There should be one following this message. So I encourage you to check those out. Let me know if you're interested in doing that. If the finance is a problem, drop me a line and we will help you with that. Bless you. Well, hi there. Welcome to the Revelation course. It is a joy to have you here as part of this course today. Today we're going to begin the introduction to this series. I just want to give you a quick overview, really to whet your appetites, to set some hope and some expectation for the material we're going to cover, and also to talk about how it can apply to your life. Good, but it is a pleasure that you are here with me. Hey, just some practicals. I encourage you to grab a Bible as we go through these lessons. I tend to use the New King James. That's the version that Paul used. It's a joke. And the Amplified Bible. But, you know, have a Bible. Maybe have a notepad and a pen. There are notes available, so PDF notes that go with each of the 16 lessons that make up this course. I'd encourage you to get those, to print them out, but also to take your own notes as we progress through the course as well. And more importantly, to really engage with the Lord and to put demand upon this teaching that it really would be truth to you. So I'd like to begin today by praying, and I want to, in this first session, really just, as I said, give you an overview and some thoughts about what you can expect from this course. Good. So Father, I just thank you. Thank you for my friends watching both live today and in the future. I pray for a release of that spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus. Lord, I pray for that you will pull back the curtain of our heart and show us great and mighty things which we know not. I thank you for your anointing on me to teach, but also, Lord, for the anointing on every ear to hear what you, Holy Spirit, would say to them. And we believe we receive that in the name of Jesus. Good. Well, I want to begin today by reading a couple of scriptures, and these are scriptures that we're going to come back to as we go through this course again. That's in Deuteronomy 29 and Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to aim to make each of these, the video or audio lessons, around about 15 minutes-ish long. And there are some exercises and questions and confessions and things to reflect upon at the bottom of the PDF as well. Good. Hey, let's begin in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. It's actually one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. It's one verse, and yet there are four powerful principles packed into this one verse. Deuteronomy 29, it's the passage, it's really the last chapter of the life of Moses, really the last speech or sermon or discourse that Moses ever gave. And 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. There are secret things belong to the Lord our God. And then he says, but those things which are revealed. If you're underlining things in your Bible, I would encourage you to underline those verses. Those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. Some verses share our children's children forever, that we may do all the words of the law. Again, four concepts in one verse. Number one, secret things or mysteries, which we're going to speak at later as we go through this course. God says there are things which are secret. There are things which I know, which God knows, that you don't know. There are secret things. But then he talks about revealed things. He says the revealed things belong unto us. And then he talks about, so we've gone from mystery to revelation. Then he talks about inheritance, that when God reveals something to you, it also belongs to your children or your children's children. And lastly, he speaks about action, that we may do all the words of this law. And I would really encourage you to meditate upon that verse today. I believe God is saying that God wants to take the secret things that eye hasn't seen, that ear hasn't heard, and reveal them unto us, that we may give them away to our children in the natural, but also to our children in the spirit, so to speak, to our spiritual children. And that revelation will cause us to act upon the Word of God. Revelation will cause us to activate the Word of God. We can only really do the words of this law when revelation has truly been birthed into our heart. Now, one other key scripture, just for today as well, from Ephesians 1, it's the prayer Paul prays at the beginning of his epistle to the Ephesians. In verse 16, he says, he prays that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, of Jesus, that the eyes of our understanding or the eyes of our heart would be enlightened, that we would know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glories of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. So Paul prays, Paul's prayer, and I believe that prayer is active and vital, that prayer is working for you and I today. Paul prays that the eyes of our inner man, the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened, that we wouldn't be blind in our heart, we'd have a seeing heart. And that we'd know our hope, we'd know the riches of the glories of the inheritance that are in the saints. We know the exceeding greatness of the power that God has towards us. Now, we're going to come back to these because there's so much in that. But my goal today is just really to introduce this series. Let me begin, number one, by defining revelation. Again, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation. Great book. We'll do that one another time. But I'm really referring here to the fact that to really access God's truth, it takes Holy Spirit to open our eyes, if you will, to write that truth on the tablets of our heart. That it's not enough to have information in our head that can live as doctrine, though that's good and vital and important, but rather that we would actually have the truths of God written upon us. And you know, part of what I do is function as a pastor of local churches. And I see this all the time where people have learned truth, but they haven't yet got the revelation of the truth in their heart. We can know theoretically, theologically, that God is our healer, but something happens when you get a revelation. He really is my healer. Where I live, you know, here in America, there are many people who would say Jesus is alive. He's the savior of the world. Yeah, that sort of thing. But he's not the savior. Something happens when God opens our eyes to that truth. You know, I grew up in a Christian home in the UK. Great parents, grandparents took me to church every week, knew the Bible stories, knew the Bible well. I won prizes for my Bible knowledge when I was 11, but I didn't know Jesus. And I remember the day that came, a day arrived in my life, July the 14th, 1984, at the Billy Graham Crusade. And it wasn't Billy Graham's preaching so much as literally I had that experience of like being a blind person, and suddenly my eyes were open. Suddenly I saw. Suddenly I understood that God actually was real, that He loves me. And there is an initial revelation, a saving revelation of Christ that brings us into the family of God. The danger is we park there. The danger is we stop there, we stay there, and we don't push on into the deeper things, all the wonderful things that God has for us. Yeah. And over the course of my life, and I'm sure your life as well, but it's good to set these things out and see them clearly. There have been many times where I have come to a deficit. I've come to a place in my life where I believe something, but I don't really believe it in the inner man. It's not written on the tablets of my heart. It isn't real. It isn't revelation to me. It's sort of general truth, but it hasn't yet been revealed unto me. And I have had that experience at several key junctions in my life. You know, for many years, I served God. I lived by faith. I saw miracles. I led hundreds or thousands of people to Christ, and I never really knew God loved me. You know, I could have sang the song, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." But I didn't know He loved me in the depths of my heart till one day God gave me that revelation. And that revelation, as we read, it used to be a secret thing. It now belongs to me. Hey, thank you for watching this snippet from our course on receiving revelation. Hey, if you're interested in just receiving the entire course, all of the 16 videos, they also have audio downloads, the PDF notes from all of the teaching sessions, confessions, and much, much more. There will be a link below me. For the month of November in 2021, I'm offering this course at half price. Really great offer. So hit that link below and check that out. I know it would be a blessing to you. Bye for now.